This podcast is brought to you by Carousel, helping people with learning disabilities to reach their potential in the arts.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Welcome to Carousel Radio. I'm Fran.
Hello, I'm Jason. I'm a new presenter for Carousel Radio. In this show, we got music, stories and poems
from Johnny Schachter, Yasin Celestine, a.k.a. MC Silvercat,
and Sam Castle Ward. We also got a track from the debut LP of a new artist, F. Witch. We also have poems from Charlie Hatton, a new voice on Carousel Radio.
We'll also have some news on what else Carousel is up to. Welcome along
to the show.
Carousel Radio.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Radio. Hello, everyone. I am Charles Hatton. Call me Charlie. I don't care what I'm called. I am 22 years of age. I was born in Hayward's Heath. And I was raised in Hassox. And the thing that really interests me are comedy, modelling, and my favourite, poetry. I've been interested in poetry ever since I was inspired by Poet Laureate from 2007 to 2009, Michael Rosen. Michael Rosen has inspired me to write poems of my own, especially this one I call the Penguin Poem, which is an acrostic poem, you know, when the big capital letters spell out the word. Anyway, it was inspired by me just thinking of an idea for a poem. And then an idea came into my head about me in the penguin enclosure at Drusilla's. Yeah, brilliant. And that inspired me to write a poem. So, without further ado, the penguin poem. Positive bird of black and white, exhilarating, exciting, quite a sight, never boring, through and through, great aquatic stunts, a treat for your view. You've got to believe it, the bird's the best, it beats the beaks off all the rest. Nice little bird, quite the guy, even though he doesn't fly.
Carousel Radio.
Hi, my name is Johnny Schachter. Since the lockdown, we have like people coming over who are in association with the Great Sale, and we do things like art, collage, going for walks, and creative writing. Also, doing a course in Italian at Cactus College, and this is online. I'm also kept very busy by studying for my class. Thank you.
Here is a new story from Johnny Schachter.
Johnny Wants Superpowers by Johnny Schachter. If I could be anyone in the world that I wanted to be for just one day, I would be Super Johnny the Super Hugger Schachter, and what I would do all day is bear hug Tina J. Dear reader, let me explain. Tina J has the best bear hug in the business. She is incredibly strong. So Johnny approached Tina and said, I will squeeze you until you say that you will marry me. Tina said, no, Johnny boy, if you try, I will bear hug you until you retract what you are saying. All of a sudden, Super Johnny made a dash at Tina and grabbed her in his bear hug. Tina replied, now you have gone and done it, I will retaliate and bear hug you back. They squeezed and squeezed each other for an hour, but after an hour, Super Johnny was not so super and passed out. He completely collapsed in Tina's arms. Zoe A. saw Johnny and said, I thought you were Super Johnny the Super Hugger Schachter. However, you look really vulnerable. In fact, you don't look that super at all. Johnny shouted to Zoe, "Could you please stop belittling me and get Tina to break this vice grip? I feel like she is suffocating me." Zoe exclaimed, "You idiot! You got yourself into this mess. No, I will not help you at all. It is all your fault." Janet squeezed him even tighter until he is totally incapacitated. Johnny was squeezed so tightly that he passed out again. Then afterwards, Johnny went home and muttered, "Well, I guess that was a stupid idea wanting to be Super Hugger Shaxer. I have learned my lesson." Then I stumbled, but luckily I fell on my bed and was asleep until morning. I was in so much physical pain that I phoned Active Lives and said I had to stay home for the day. The end.
In Your World, poems by Sam Castell-Ward.
I'm Sam Castell-Ward, and this is
I Always Thought Being Alone Was Wrong. I always thought being alone was wrong, since I was told to socialize. They said, "Don't stay locked in, all alone in your room. You regret it when you're grown." I got older and started to worry so much, thought I'd be alone forever. I thought, if I don't get out there soon, this is the way it'll always go. Then there was this news that we had to stay put. We were told to isolate ourselves. Soon everyone felt as I did, because they were all alone. Being by yourself was to be expected. Our ideology was turned around. We all had to do what I was doing. I got comfortable with being on my own. We found new ways to communicate. I was let in without leaving my home. Now I have more of a life than I did before. This won't end too soon, I hope.
To download my latest EP and to hear more of my music, you can go to my Bandcamp page, which is samcastellward.bandcamp.com. And Sam Castell-Ward is spelled SamCastellWard.
For the latest news on Sam's music and writing, visit his website, samcastellward.com. You can follow Sam Castell-Ward on Twitter by following at Sam Castell-Ward.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
This is
news.
This is the Carousel News.
The Encounters Film Festival stages one of the world's leading international competitions for short film animation and moving image work. For 2020, Encounters presented a digital edition that could be enjoyed from the comfort of your own home. On 1st of October, Matthew Hellett, lead programmer of Carousel's Oscar Bites Film Festival, curated and presented Oscar Bites, a program of short films from around the world. For details on future Oscar Bites screenings this autumn, visit oscarbright.org, that's oskabright.org. On Carousel's social media pages, you can see a video of artist Sarah Watson speaking like a pirate. Read a review of the recent Oscar Bright Love Bite short film screening and find out what Carousel artists have been up to. I'm a member of the Carousel Chorus and we have started meeting up. We went to St. Answer Park in Hove. This was our first meetup in 6 months and boy did it go really quick. I love going out. We met near the cafe and we went on a walk. We walked to the scented garden. We found a big tree and then we walked round the tree and we did some noises. My noise was and then we came out of Centre Gardens and walked to the pond and we did some more sounds. Oh, I could hear people talking and dogs barking. Then it was time to head home. I felt very happy to do that. On Carousel's social media pages, you can see our video
looking out our windows. We can see what we can see, a big blue sky connecting you and me.
You can also watch a video of Flo, aka F Witch, who has been working with Lizzie Carey from Daniel Wakeford's band and has produced an excellent new album available on Bandcamp. Flo performed at September's online Rockhouse event. You can see the Rockhouse online on the third Monday of each month at 7:30 PM. Check out Carousel Art UK on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram for details. From F. Rich's LP, this is the title track, Ice Cream on Mondays.
Ice cream on Mondays and Tuesdays forever. Rock balls and seashells, whatever the weather. Listening to my childhood music.
Sounded heart-shaped, rocky and very tasty. That was F. Rich with a title track from her LP Ice Cream on Mondays, which is available on f.rich-bandcamp.com to download for £5.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
This is Yazin Zelestein, aka MC Silvercat, with music from her band Amphicat.
I'm Yassine Zelestein / MC Silvercat. Was born in City, used to country and city, writes about self, family, space, sci-fi, today, characters. Writes as much as possible because time can be short. Yassine Zellerstein is also Silver Cat, does performance and recording, spoken word with electronic music, film and art. Likes cats, does not like bigots, 51 and Asperger's. This one's for the figure of eight infinity. Drift senses, afternoon indulgence, queen of art. Smokes, integrates. Thirst for expression through craft of being, myself. Still continues. I refuse to fall easily into my allotted slot. Dusk wanderings, release old energy, alive, more alive than before. Prosecco night, radiant, opaque, benign, predators and vultures. Vultures and reptiles, responde civil plague, dusk, wanderlust, glare of city. Remember, I'm in no man's land sometimes. Pictures on a double shuffle down. Your truths are not mine. Word effects, for scapes and effects, peel back the soundtrack to my life in bursts, shifts, time-lapse sequences. I ponder my fate, and the next I try to play to win back my life, my hand, although this time the card may be black, ace is still high, like myself in lo-fi decadence. Try my best, I will last as long as I last. All time here short, keep to me, I am my own sort. Craft of being, myself, release stagnation, frustration into creature formula. No one is perfect, whatever the verdict, there's no return ticket, make the most of it. Figure of eight, infinity, liberate conscious state, ectoplasmic butter on the bread, artistry streams from head, thought streams in metallic brocades, ultra-dimensional time shifts, meet with damsels in distress. Smears of ochre and ultramarine. Infamy of universal particles, random variables in spaghetti streams. Figure of eight, infinity. Transmissions from Africa over and out.
That was music and poetry from Yassine Zellerstein. To hear more of Silvercat's music with her band Amphicat, visit soundcloud.com/crazypunkkitten.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
I am Charles Hatton. Orpheus is a college which was opened in 1998 by Sir Richard Stilgo, you know, the one who starred on That's Life, which is like a 70s equivalent of The One Show. I've been at Orpheus ever since September of 2017. And it really gave me a new chance to be independent, like doing your own cooking and cleaning and being your own timekeeper and having your own supported internship. If I'm honest, I made plenty of friends there who were all autistic and disabled like me. But as I always say, not all disabilities are visible. The Orpheus poem, by me, Charles Hatton. Orpheus changed my life for the best. It truly put my independent skills to the test. I've enjoyed it here, made lots of new friends. I'm feeling rather sad that it's come to an end. Work experience changed my life, just to let you know. First stained glass art and my fave, Ridge Radio. Now it's time for me to move on to Pastures New, with more outreaches and courses too. My future intention is to be a voice actor. So much better than being in the X Factor. Outreach, being Milo, is most awesome thing to date. If I turned it into a musical, wow, that would be great. From these beautiful premises, it is time to depart. But I love all of you people with all of my heart.
It's the end of the show.
Thank you for Charlie Patton for his poetry. Thanks to S. Witch for the new track. Thanks to Sam Castle Ward for his poem.
Thanks to Johnny Shakhtar for his story. Thanks to Yazin Zerlistein and her band Amphicat. To keep up to date with Carousel, look up Carousel Art UK on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter.
We'll be back with a new show in November. Until then,
take care,
wrap up warm,
and thanks for listening.
Carousel Radio is the creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Our aim is to promote the work of talented, learning disabled writers and musicians.
We need your help, the listener, to keep this important and exciting project going. We need your feedback on the show to help with our funding.
Please tell us what you think on social media. Search Carousel Art UK on Twitter and Facebook and leave a comment. Or email us at radio@carousel.org.uk.
radio@carousel.org.uk.
Please subscribe to our podcast, search Carousel Radio on iTunes and give us a rating and a comment.
This podcast is brought to you by Carousel, helping people with learning disabilities to reach their potential in the arts.